The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And it's time for Punk Daily. Who wants some punk? Okay, all right. That's enough. God damn it, it's enough.
Ow. Ooh, appropriate, Larson, that you just injured your neck doing some Punk Daily slam dancing, some straight edge dancing, if you will, because, oh boy, it's going to break the hearts of CM Punk fans everywhere when you find out that CM Punk is not, in fact, in talks with WWE. What's the latest on this, Larson?
I wish I had the cartoon horn sound effect to play right there.
Wah, wah.
That's the one. So, of course, let's revisit last week, late last week. I think it was in the newsletter. Meltzer reported that CM Punk had every intention to return to WWE and that there were talks between Phil and the company about a potential reunion. And then House of Wrestling followed up with a WWE source telling them that it was a, quote, safe bet for Punk to return to Survivor Series. Let's go to today. Fightful Select reports that sources high up within WWE told them that any news concerning CM Punk signing with WWE is false and that they are not in talks with Punk about a potential return. Fightful adds that there are those within WWE that want to make it clear that Punk isn't in talks to return, so the crowd in Chicago for Survivor Series, because that's where Survivor Series is at, is Chicago, won't get their expectations up. Additionally, Fightful states that there are WWE talents who actually asked about Punk coming back, and they were informed that as of now, nothing planned.
House of Wrestling then added, so like, if you guys want to keep sort of scores on this, House of Wrestling does seem to have some insight from Punk's camp, CM Punk himself. And so when there is some info coming from House of Wrestling, generally speaking, that's what I feel, what Steve here thinks is coming from CM Punk. And in fact, House of Wrestling said this. House of Wrestling spoke with a source in CM Punk's camp that heavily gave us the impression the two sides were no longer in talks about a return. It was noted to me that WWE is not in a place where they need to pay for a top star like Punk to come in. For his part, it sounds as if Punk feels the quote-unquote cancer stigma and other negative connotations will be erased with time And he sees how a return to WWE, if done correctly, could be a no-brainer. Plans can always change, but as of now, it does safely sound like Punk will not be coming back into the WWE fold anytime soon. Larson, you missed, by the way, in your notes, the best part.
Well, I know. I you know, this is a new thing from Fightful. I don't want to give everything. People should go to Fightful Select to get all their news. There's a lot of hardworking people over there at Fightful to get these awesome scoops, you know, and it's well worth the $5 a month to subscribe to Fightful Select.
And with that advertisement for Fightful Select, I am going to say this one thing that came. Okay, here's the thing. You're right. You're absolutely right. Fightful Select's awesome. The paywall's more than worth it. Oh, they're great over there, right?
Absolutely.
We're kind of a big outlet, so I think a commercial of that scale and our rousing endorsement will probably buy us getting to say this bit from the Fightful Select report. With regards to all the clues of Punk's references of Punk's return, the Fightful Select report indicates that the WWE talent said they might. The WWE talent saying, "Oh, one of the sources he talked to, saying that might even be they might be doing it to get under CM Punk's skin." So they're just apparently, according to this, one speculative inside source is saying that maybe that's happening just to needle the guy. Just
needling him. So when Punk got fired by AEW, you know, it wasn't a possibility he'd come back to WWE, but it seemed like a bit of a long shot. You know, there probably could be some animosity still between, well, at least the company and Phil. Phil seems to be whatever. He's willing to go back.
The tribal chief evidently had problems with him. He's on record as saying that.
But he'd also went on record saying that he'd be willing to work with them.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, and I think the thing here that House of Wrestling talks about, where WWE is not in a place where they need to pay a lot of money for someone like CM Punk. So yes, I know CM Punk, he comes back to WWE. It is something. After almost a decade of being away.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
The reported, you know, it's been reported extensively, the lawsuit between the company and him over, you know, some of the stuff he said in the Art of Wrestling podcast. It would generate a lot of headlines to have him come back.
Yeah, right.
That being said, they don't need him. And given what we saw, especially most recently with AEW Collision, it's not like people are going out of their way to watch him on wrestling television.
Well, okay, hold on a second there. That last point, I think that here's the thing that really, of what you just said, here's the thing that you're kind of leaving out. They might not need him, but this is entirely a risk-reward analysis from them. Let me ask you this hypothetical. If CM Punk found himself out of his contract with AEW, but had a stellar backstage reputation with no issues whatsoever.
Well, yeah, I did leave out that he had issues. I mentioned that he had.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't slamming you. Just in that last little thing. They don't need him.
No.
They would totally take him, just like they just took Jade Cargill, just like they took Cody Rhodes. They didn't need Cody Rhodes. They saw an opportunity. It was like, oh, we can use this. They could totally use CM Punk, but there's a lot that comes with that.
Potentially not worth it. I mean, if they, and I think when it's reported here, as I interpret it, they don't need him.
Yeah, right, right.
They got potentially 4 or 5 people on the roster, just as a star of the same magnitude as CM Punk.
Oh, a couple more than that, I think. Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
And you know, it just, is it worth bringing him in with the potential headaches that come with them? And you're right. Yeah. The risk reward thing is a huge part of it. And if he had a stellar reputation and didn't have a record of causing issues where he worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the risk reward is all reward at that juncture.
Yeah.
That's not the case, however.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this part here where it says it sounds like if Punk feels like the stigma and other negative connotations will be erased with time, I mean, that could be the case. But if WWE doesn't feel like they need him now, yeah. You look at NXT, there's a bunch of potential superstars just waiting to get called up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. When is the time where WWE will look at their roster and be like, I think now's a good time to add Phil? I don't know if that's going to happen in the near future.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If they didn't get him back when, you know, he was on backstage, like even back then.
When Fox look, wanted him back, yeah.
Yeah, when Fox wanted him back. And their creative back then was dog shit. Their ratings were not great back then. And they were canceling. They were going to get rid of their entire house show business because attendance was so bad. If they didn't believe that he was worth the problems then, there's no way. I mean, you can stack person after person after person. And I think that if he came with like a good reputation and he was, you know, he wanted to work, but I mean, there's just shenanigans. This entire like story right here is him trying to manipulate the narrative. That's my belief. That
we
is
talked
my
about that.
I believe that
last week when the Meltzer and the House of Wrestling thing came up, it was potentially, is this him trying to manifest something?
Right.
Him getting word out that, oh, we're in talks and I'd like to go there, was to create upswell of fan support. So you see all the signs in the crowd saying bring Punk back, and then put pressure on WWE to pick up the phone.
And I'll be honest with you, man. I think that the company has such goodwill. Who'd have thought we'd ever say that? WWE has generated so much goodwill with their fan base over the past year that I don't even think at Survivor Series we're going to get CM Punk chance. Man, it used to be everywhere. It wasn't just relegated to Chicago. Everywhere they went, they'd get CM Punk chance.
Years.
And I don't see that being the case. I don't. It's just not that WWE doesn't need him. It's the WWE audience. They're totally happy with what they're given right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he would get a really great, you know, welcome from especially a Chicago crowd, because who doesn't want to see that kind of history being made?
You know who's going to be in Chicago in the near future? In 11 days, in fact. Impact Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Bound
for Glory. I think it's the 21st of this month.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a TV taping afterwards.
Yeah. Talk about needing CM Punk. Like, if they can get him, oh, my God. That ain't gonna happen, though.
That's a situation where Impact be willing to accept the risk of bringing in CM Punk because the reward for them is pretty great.
Oh, the reward is far greater than the risk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe he would. Maybe he would do that. I don't know. What do I know? That'd be kind of crazy. But no, I mean, and like I said, I honestly wish the guy did come with a stellar reputation and not the stigma. I have said this before. I enjoyed his work in much of his work in AEW. When he would go off script and say weird things about Hangman Page, I was like, this is not playing well on TV. It's kind of silly, but I liked his work. I really did. I loved his work back in WWE back in the day. If WWE wanted to bring him in, I'd go into it with an open mind, but there are just too many weird things happening at AEW with him. So, it feels like he sort of made his own bed here, you know?
Yep. Speaking of AEW Dynamite's on tonight, Tuesday rather than Wednesday due to Major League Baseball playoffs.
Time shift.
Yes. So, of course, it's going head-to-head with NXT tonight. NXT has got this loaded show. Absolutely loaded show.
Have you been paying attention to the discourse on social media?
I try not to be perfectly honest.
That's a smart move, my friend.
So, tonight's NXT, we got appearances from John Cena. Steve's favorite person in the entire world, Cody Rhodes.
Oh, man. I'm about to go pick up my kid, unfortunately. It's not going to be Cody Rhodes coming out of that classroom today, Larson. It's going to be Alabama.
Asuka will be in action. Paul Heyman's going to be there. Maybe The Undertaker. They teased The Undertaker with the gong at the end of the promo for the show. So anyways, recent report, House of Wrestling, gives us possibly the reason why Heartbreak, Shawn Michaels, Triple H are going all out for tonight's NXT. That's what House of Wrestling had to say. Quote, House of Wrestling spoke with the fired up WWE source close to NXT this morning, who said tonight will be a very clear example of how and why WWE is WWE and why AEW has a long way to go. They discussed how they felt AEW had been lulled to a false sense of reality that they were somehow an industry leader by continuing to beat WWE's number three brand in viewership. It also sounds as if there are lingering tensions from the infamous Wednesday Night Wars with the idea that Tony Khan could have run Dynamite on Thursdays and the two never would have gone head-to-head, with Levesque now squarely back control of WWE Creative and Michaels taking pride in being the best. It was said Khan, quote, poked the wrong ones at the wrong time. The fact this is all happening on Khan's 41st birthday was also pointed out to me. Again, this is Nick Houseman, not Larson, with it sounding like WWE NXT is fine spoiling his party.
I believe, and then he took to Twitter and he posted, there was like an image that says bald assholes. That was Tony Khan's response to Triple H and HBK.
Yeah, to the story. To the story, yeah.
Right, yeah, to the story, yeah. This is all very petty, kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
I think it's really silly that WWE would find the need to use tonight to do anything but needle him. You know, like, what more do they have to prove? They're worth, what, $10 billion under Endeavor?
Yeah, their market cap's pretty high. They're the hottest they've been in decades. Like, what else do they have to prove? I know.
This is, yeah. I mean, it's good for a gag. It's like, oh, they're going to be on Tuesday nights. Let's have some fun with this and load it up. And it gets everybody talking.
Well,
and
here's the thing. This isn't Tony Khan's decision to have Dynamite on a Tuesday.
No.
This isn't contracts. These are like massive contracts that Warner Brothers Discovery has with Major League Baseball to air these playoffs. That's why it's getting preempted, because TBS is spending a ton of money to air these baseball playoffs. They weren't spending a ton of money on these playoffs. Dynamite would be on tomorrow.
I know.
Tony Khan's like, I'm going to go head-to-head with NXT tonight.
Yeah. No, it's pretty darn funny. People are taking this way too seriously. Mm-hmm. I saw one. I'm not even going to mention him, but he's in the media community. He said something like AEW already won because this shows that WWE is scared of their competition. I'm like, what? That's a bit of a, and I don't know, maybe he just said it for the engagement. People do that these days. But it's like, where are you getting that from? Like, this just seems like, hey, let's fuck with him a little bit. Like, it's NXT. It's like the expendable one.
You know, here's probably the primary reason they're loading up NXT to take on Dynamite. They want to show that if they load up the show and they get the numbers up, guess what that's going to do? Help them get a better TV deal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if they can load up the show, get a huge number, that's great for the TV deal. If they could stick it to AEW in the process, that's icing on the cake. But
right, yeah,
you know, to in the show, I guess probably maybe AEW and to potential executives at networks that are looking to procure the licensing rights for NXT and Raw, they ain't gonna back down from competition in that time spot.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like all this is more indicative of, hey, look at us, we're taking this show seriously. We want to build this show up to be a legit third brand for WWE because it's more TV revenue for the company.
Right, but that's how grown-ups think. This is petty wrestlers. They're like, suck it,
should've got some glow sticks for this, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm surprised they're not going to open the show, DX. That'd be hilarious. Anyways, one quick last word here from the game himself, Triple H. He's called into this Zoom call just to talk about this Tuesday Night War. Let's just bring him in real quick. It's on your notes. It's there at the bottom. There we go.
Hello, hi. How's it going? It's the game, Triple H. I'm so bricked up right now. I'm so excited about to blow AEW out of the water. I'm literally engorged. It's my penis is. Do you want to see it?
Not at all, though.
I'm not going to show it to you. I'm not wearing pants, though. What do you think's happening over there at AEW? Are they going to put Edge on there? They can't even say his name, Edge. There's Adam Copeland. Yeah talking about Copeland. Coping.
He's probably. I wonder if he's going to open the show, his match with Luchasaurus.
A lot of copium happening over there. They got it. Oh, man, they're coping with this. Let me tell you what. Luchasaurus is going to do the dinosaur guy. That's his first match?
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening?
That's part of the story. Event? I don't know. I don't have the preview in front of me.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter. NXT is the main event. WWE is the main event. Global localization everywhere. Call me a bald asshole. He's an asshole. He's going to look like an asshole, I tell you what. Anyways, I got to go make the media rounds because everybody wants to talk to the game. I have been knighted by Endeavor. Game out.
Did that enlighten you at all?
He's basically doing a victory lap before.
Bad move.
The show.
The AEW Hardcore, the Utah Heads might come out. They want to eat. They're hungry.
You know, by the end of the night, you know what we might see on the social media?
Ooh.
Oh, the Tony Pizza guy. Gonna bust out the little piece of video.
AEW wins again. That could be. Anyways, let us know what you guys think about all this stuff in the comments below. And tomorrow, I think NXT won our poll for what we're gonna review tomorrow. I know, so we're gonna check that out. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Go check out the podcast we did today. It's a Raw review. Plus, there's more backstage details about Vince McMahon being kicked out of WWE Creative. Till next time, we'll see you around.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.